This is a special production of the Northwest Area Foundation. I'm Clay Scott. In a remote part of the sprawling Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, near their home in the Badlands, I met Scotty Clifford, his son, Scotty Jr., and his wife, Juliana. Together, they form a band called Scatter Their Own.
Scatter Their Own is a loose English translation for the word Oglala, because we are Oglala Lakota. And so we asked a couple of elders here on our reservation if we could use the name. And so we took it, and we represent our tribe whenever we go and tour nationally.
The band has been on the road a lot lately. When I met them, they'd just returned from a couple of performances in Seattle.
That's kind of our focus, live performance. But really, what that really equates to is the relationship of us to the crowd. And that could look like anything. And right now we're trying to get away from like people of color to people of culture. So if we can be a people of culture, then that makes everybody accountable and responsible. Everybody can come to the world table. Basically, we just want to focus on culture, because everybody's indigenous to some part of the globe. But we've lost that somewhere along the way.
We take our family on the road, and like we like to say, we pack up our teepee. We're a modern-day Lakota family. We literally chase buffalo, which are the gigs, and we teach our children how to hunt by touring. As a band, and as parents, we really try and bring culture with us on the road.
I spent the weekend in the clouds with such an unreal beauty, and I've discovered she wanted this to be, she said to me so adequately.
Scotty Jr. is the drummer for Scatter Their Own. For the last 3 years, since he was 13, he's toured with the band all over the U.S. In his travels off the reservation, he says, he's had to learn to deal with stereotypes some people have of him, even well-intentioned stereotypes.
There certainly is like expectations there to like fulfill, you know, that native image. But for me personally, I just try to really just be authentic as possible. And for the most part, for inspirations, we're basically, you know, similar to other artists that are in the music industry. You know, we're just people like them.
Everyone belongs to the earth. The earth does not belong to us, and that's something we believe as a couple, and we try to teach our children that, and through our music and lyrically, we like to teach other people that. Pretty much we're in the middle of nowhere, and I grew up really hard, and I grew up in like just different situations that a normal suburban kid wouldn't have to have dealt with. And so it made me work harder. There's no music taught on the reservation. There's no instruments here. And so I feel like that has shaped me as a person. Not to sound ethnocentric, but I mean, Lakota culture is very beautiful. And to go around the country and realize that a lot of people don't feel the love from their family like as we do, I want to be able to share our beauty here that we have on our reservation with the world.
Things really aren't what they seem. Times are so unkind for you and me.